While he's been coming for a few conventions, he can continue to see so many cool things at National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm here with Tucker Jeffrey. He is a FFA member from Bloomer in Wisconsin. So, Tucker, tell me about some of your experiences at FFA Convention.
Since my third year, I have experience of where everything is, so it's easier to navigate through. I have a chance to do more. I can also go to more of the sessions, which are my personal favorite thing to do at the convention. They're super lively, fun, they're loud. You get to meet all the people there. I also like meeting people from different states and hearing how their FFAs run. It's just a very good experience to come here, and it's just a great opportunity to build your leadership skills, people skills, and just have some fun.
And so while you're helping your chapter navigate so many opportunities here at Convention and Expo, you're also supporting your sister. Tell me more.
So my little sister, she's not big in FFA, but we have a lot of ag classes at Bloomer, and one of our advisors, she's awesome, love her. She kind of asked my sister if she wanted to do agri-science, not telling her that it's something that she can go to state and nationals for. She did it. She went to state. She got top 9 in the nation.
How proud are you of her?
I don't think I can be any prouder, considering she does not care about FFA, but yet she is doing more than I have ever achieved in this. So I can't be anything but proud of her for it.
Now, looking at your involvement with FFA, what does it look like because of your continued motivation from FFA Convention and Expo?
So a lot of my experiences that has helped me be able to do more of my chapter back at home. Because of all my experience with meeting people here, I am able to talk to people more. I'm able to actually do public speaking now, which was not something I could do my freshman year. Overall, FFA Convention has kind of just benefited me in every way it physically can.
Can you remember a memory that you've had with someone here at Convention and Expo from a different state?
Yeah, so it was my first year coming here. I was with a group. I didn't have any friends in FFA yet because I just started. And a group of senior girls from my school kind of let me come hang out with them. And then they hung out with, I think it was two girls from New York, one lady from Maine, and then these two guys from Florida. It was just this big fun group. Went out for lunch. And then all of my senior girls had to go walk stage and stuff. So all of these people from other states who I had never met before, this kind of let me sit with them for the next hour at session. It was pretty fun. I still talk to them regularly.
What a cool opportunity to continue to build upon those relationships. Any last words about the value of FFA Convention and Expo for you?
I think the best I can really give for a final statement for it is if there is a young person that is in FFA or is close to getting into FFA, go to convention as a first experience. You guys can't get anything better than FFA Convention. If you want to learn about FFA, that's literally the best place to have that opportunity.
There's so many opportunities here at the national level, National FFA Convention and Expo, but also state convention, to many local events. That was Tucker Jeffrey. He is a member of the Bloomer FFA chapter in Wisconsin. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.